Now back to Anything is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with Annette Sikora, the chairwoman of the National Automobile Dealers Association. Annette, welcome. An honor to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your parents?
Sure, Jack. You know, what I remember of my childhood, it was very structured. And the reason it was structured is when I was 3.5 years old, my little sister was born. And it wasn't too long before my parents realized that they had a special needs child. So we were very structured. In fact, when I started first grade that same year, my younger sister started her special schooling. So what I remember of childhood was very, very structured.
What were the biggest things that your mom taught you, and what were the biggest things that your dad taught you?
My mother was always one to, she was the one in the family to say, you can do whatever you set your mind to it. The other thing that my mother taught me is that she would not define words for me. She would expect me to look them up in the dictionary. So I got very good at using resources to find information. My dad was, I have to say that when I was a child, I was pretty intimidated by my father, and I think it was simply because he was so quiet, and I didn't really understand him. When I started working with him then later in life, I understood him more. And my dad, I guess, has also taught me that the only limits are the ones that I put on myself.
Can you talk to us about your sister?
My sister is, she has tuberous sclerosis. It's not very common. She also suffered from and takes medicine for epilepsy. She's had epileptic seizures. What I learned from my sister is, growing up with her, I would see how hard she would try, how much she would study, or just how much effort she had to expend to try to just do some normal things. And I have to say that she inspired me, because when I watched how hard she tried, I realized that I had a lot of talents and a lot of abilities that came to me very easily, and it was such a shame if I didn't try hard and, you know, really fully try to fully utilize all of the things that come so easily to me.
Annette, I've been doing this show 4 years, and a number of times a guest has had a brother, sister, or a daughter or son that's special needs child. And they always refer to this child as their teacher, their inspiration, their angel. Why is that?
They're so simple. They embody what God asks of us, is to be simple, to be trusting, to enjoy the simple things, to my sister is loving and giving towards everyone. She doesn't recognize when someone is being hurtful or mean or mocking. She just loves them. And that's what we're all taught to do. But it's difficult. But when you witness that, it really does inspire you to be more like that.
At 18, you get married.
I did.
You live on a cotton farm.
I did. I married way too young, and it's hard to say that I regret it, because those choices I made led me ultimately to where I am. I do wish I had. I wish I'd gotten a college education. I've had to make up for that along the way, but I married too young, and we We did. We lived on a cotton farm, and I learned a lot about farming and love of the land, and I'm glad that I did that. Where I live, most of our economy is very dependent on that, so it's nice that I have that understanding. But that marriage ended, and there were no children. So
you were raised in Lubbock, Texas. That is in the middle of nowhere, with all due respect. And at age 20, you go to work for your dad's dealership. What were the various jobs that you held?
You know, and I have to say, I'm in a little town right outside of Lubbock. For all practical purposes, it's Lubbock, but Slayton is where I grew up. And I did, I was married that first time when I did decide to go to my dad and ask him for a job. And I didn't just ask him for a job. I went in at 19 and said, "Dad, you know, I've decided I want to buy this business from you." And he had a big, hearty belly laugh at that. I found out later he told my mom, well, you know, she never finished piano lessons. Of course, I never liked piano, but needless to say, I did. He gave me a job. And from then that point, he said, "I'll give you a job, but the rest is up to you. Nothing's off limits. You can open any drawer. You know, the only requirement to that is if you take hold of something, you've got to be willing to take responsibility for it."
At age 28, you buy controlling interest in the dealership. How did that happen?
I started buying stock a few years prior to that. I started buying some stock from my grandfather, and every spare penny I made, I would put it towards paying off my debt for buying that stock. And the more I bought, the more I wanted to buy. And I remember my dad gave me a lesson one time when I wanted to buy a new car, and I had a trade-in. And so it wasn't typically like most customers. When I traded my car in, my dad then didn't give me the money for my trading. He said, "You'll get that money when that car sells. I want you to understand how the business works." And it really illustrated that to me. And I guess so along the way, I decided I really wanted to be able to know in my heart that I bought controlling interest, not that I inherited it or it was given to me. And to me, it didn't matter what anybody else thought. It was important that I knew that I did.
We're talking to Annette Sikora, and she believes that the dealerships are the economic engine of Main Street in America. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
We're talking to Annette Sikora, who just passed the gavel as chairperson of the NADA just a couple of weeks ago. Annette, talk to us about the NADA.
NADA is a trade association, the National Automobile Dealers Association. There's some 20,000-plus dealerships across the country that sell new vehicles. Usually they have used vehicles as well. And 93% of those dealerships are members of NADA. What NADA does for its members is we have business and education services for our members. And then one of the most important things is that we represent dealers, kind of the voice of the dealer, about our issues, whether those are issues with the lawmakers or with our manufacturers.
As chairman or chairperson of the NADA that past year, what did you do all day?
2008 was just a very, very memorable year for the auto industry. It was a very challenging year for the auto industry. So I think my duties last year were pretty intense. And I think they'll be pretty intense for the chairman this year as well. But what I did is I went to several state associations, because each state or even some cities have local dealer associations, and I would go and I would speak to those dealers about what NADA had to offer or what they were doing on the members' behalf with Congress or with our various manufacturers. It was also a good time for me to get feedback from those members to know what kind of services they needed or what issues they were having in their businesses, whether it was with the way certain regulations are written, if that makes it detrimental or cost prohibitive to do business, and to give us the information we need to represent dealers.
In doing research, I read the NADA chairman needs the political moxie and confidence to be tough with the OEMs, the deftness to lobby government officials, and the media savvy to market car dealers to America. Talk about doing that in a tough year.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't read that before.
How did you balance those three entities?
You know, Jack, I have a really deep faith, and I really rely on my faith. I mean, besides, you know, having the experience of working in a dealership and really understanding how it works, having a lot of great relationships with dealerships and dealers all across the country, you know, I really had to rely on my faith, because when things got so challenging, many times I would just, you know, stop for a moment and meditate, and then I would seem to find the resources, whether it would be, you know, some of our NADA staff who were, you know, working hard to find answers for dealers, to help find solutions to the problems that we're dealing with right now. But I say, to get through the tough times, I had to stand on my faith.
Annette Sikora, as the first woman to chair the NADA and the youngest person ever, this past year, what were the biggest things that taught you?
Oh, my goodness. I really don't know where to begin. I learned that, you know, we are all very dependent on each other, and that we have to work together. We have to work together with our manufacturers. We have to work together with our lawmakers to find good solutions. And we really all have a common goal. We may see different ways to get there, but working together and being able to have a good dialogue and being able to try to see each other's point of view and work to a good common solution, it taught me the value of relationships. I've always valued them, but I really and truly could say it deepened that. And we're not in this alone.
We're talking to Annette Sikora. Annette, you mentioned a couple minutes ago your deep faith. What do you say to a listener tonight that says, "Hey, I've had a deep faith, I just lost my job. My spouse lost his job. I'm questioning, where's God when I need him the most? Where is he?" What do you say to that person, Annette?
I will say that there are difficult and trying times in your life, and I've faced many of those, probably not exactly the same as others, but it doesn't always make sense at the time, but you have to have faith that there is something good. You have to know that it's good, and you have to be willing to keep walking in the direction that he leads you. You have to cling to that faith. You have to believe that you are destined for more than you can imagine, and you have to believe that God is good.
Any job that you have today, Annette, you have to keep learning while you're earning. And you've been a real student of your craft. Talk to us about continual education.
I read daily. I read everything I can read. I love to learn. I love to learn new things. I love to explore new opportunities. So I do believe that continual learning is a key to a lot of fulfillment as well, being able to accomplish something. So I say, you know, kind of know what you're interested in and really learn all that you can about it, and be willing to try new things, explore new paths, because it's usually pretty exciting.
5 weeks ago, Annette, you were here at WJR. That's where I met you.
Yes.
WJR hosted a national automotive roundtable, two-hour discussion, panel discussion with yourself, Ron Gettelfinger, Alan Mulally, Rick Wagner, and Bob Nardelli. I mean, you were in tall cotton, young lady. What did you think about as you were sitting in that broadcast?
Probably more important what I thought about before. I realized that this was going to be a very unique opportunity, a very unique opportunity to tell the dealer's story. And that I had this opportunity on behalf of all of our dealer members to tell their story. And I had a lot of apprehension and anxiety on that. And again, I relied on my faith because I knew that it was a great opportunity. And I wanted to make sure that we got the right messages out. And that we had the right opportunities to get the messages out. So then once I was in the studio, I really felt very confident. Everyone there was extremely professional. Everyone there to tell their story and to talk about the importance of the industry. We really had that in common, the importance of the auto industry to the U.S. economy. And I think in the end, it really all went together really well, because everybody at the table had a strong place in the industry and a very important place. And I was very honored to be the one to be able to be there and tell the dealer's story.
When we come back, we'll ask Annette Sikora, what's the next chapter in her glorious life? And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with Annette Sikora. Annette, I believe your dealership was actually started by your grandfather.
That's right.
If your grandfather was still alive, what would he say about you being the first ever female chairperson of the NADA?
Jack, that's interesting. First of all, I don't think he would find a lot of significance in that. You see, when I was young, and I had two very entrepreneurial grandfathers who were really great role models. And it was early on in my life that they made me realize that, you know, gender wasn't going to determine my fate. So I think that it would be fairly inconsequential to him that I'm a woman. And I realized, as chairman of NADA, that was needed to be insignificant. It was the fact that I was representing all dealers. Now, I did know it was very important that being the first woman, you realize you're setting an example. And I did want to make sure that I represented women well and that I did provide a good, positive role model for women and helped others know that, you know, if this was something that they were interested in or they wanted to take on a significant leadership role, then they should.
Annette, you're also the youngest ever. You're still very young. What's the next chapter in your glorious life?
Well, I'm really glad right now to be back in the dealership and kind of working on I have two dealerships, working on my business because it is challenging. So I'm working really hard right now to get my dealership strong to be contributors to these communities. And I don't know where the next chapter is. And I feel a lot of contentment right now to just wait. I know that the experience that I've had so far will serve me well in whatever that next mission is. But I don't. God hasn't revealed that to me yet, and right now I'm just trusting to be solid in what I know I need to do right now, and then I'll be mindful when the opportunity presents itself.
One common theme that our guests have stated over and over is take risks. The most used verse in the Bible, Annette, is be not afraid. Talk to us about taking risk.
Many times I think people miss opportunities because they don't want to take the risk or they're afraid. And so you never really get to experience that upside if you're too afraid of the downside. And really it's all a matter of perspective usually. So I say that's right. You know, be open to opportunities, and when it presents itself, take hold. Grab the ring.
No high school, no college has ever taught a course on networking, Annette. Yet today, one of the most important things you have to do is network. Talk to us about how you've networked.
Oh, I think throughout the years, you need to realize that the people you come in contact with, even people that you don't know if you necessarily like, maybe someone that you do end up, you know, doing business with or having common, you know, a common need. And so being able to have relationships with a variety of people, being able to relate to people on a variety of subjects, and again, that's another reason to read and learn and try to educate yourself, is to be able to have these variety of relationships. Networking is very important. Now, I heard this saying one time, I think it's attributed to Jeffrey Gittimer. He says, it's not who you know, it's who knows you and what do they think about you.
That's very good. That's very good. Talk to us about a career in an automotive dealership today.
Well, today it's a challenging environment, but I think challenging environments are fun. That's when you really get to prove yourself, when you get to be sort of a pioneer to help establish the future of the industry and how auto retailing will be. So I think that someone sure shouldn't shy away from an opportunity to be part of a dynamic industry.
One common feature of all people as they get older that stay young and healthy is that they keep being appreciative. You've had some fabulous experiences. How have you stayed humble and appreciative?
Well, I think, I've got children, and children will keep you humble. Because regardless of what your title is, you're just mom. And But I am very appreciative. I've had many opportunities, and I could not have achieved those without a lot of assistance from other people. And it is very important to recognize those people and be appreciative to the ways that they help you, and then to be willing to help others.